Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Oh, and welcome. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. But today it's a little bit more than mind power. It's mind, body, soul power. That's right, because it's a package. And what we're going to be discussing today, and you know, this week we've sort of had this theme regarding wellness on various levels, being educated by different people about what has happened historically in the world of medicine and where we are today and the challenges that we are facing. My guest today, Julia Shopek, has put together a phenomenal publication, and it's taken her a long time to do this. But this woman has walked the walk of reality when it comes to dealing with wellness. There's a very personal story here. And in the book, Honest Medicine, you'll find out about that. But we're going to find out more about some of the other things that she has discovered in her research. This woman has a mission, and her mission is to let people know, like you, those of you listening, that you do have choice. You do not have to be a victim, but it is going to take, it's going to take your being aware of those choices. And she takes a big, giant step towards giving you some of that information. Julia Shopek, welcome to the show.
Donna, what a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Julia, when I became of your book, and we had a chance to chat when we were scheduling the show, I found, to my amazement, because of reading your book, the Dr. Bert Berkson, a man that my husband knows personally. I've never had the chance to meet him personally because he's in New Mexico. But the two of you have very, very strong links, and he's one of the primary contributors of information in your book. But the links of connection of information and resources was just fascinating to me. But I found your story about your husband to be especially poignant because I think so many times in life we embark on what we think is the direction we're going to follow, and life dumps on us, and I'll use that word very thoughtfully, dumps on us conditions and situations that we would never imagine that we'd have to deal with. And it seems like out of that, we rise into a bigger part of ourselves that we didn't know existed, and I think that's what's happened with you. And you can.
I think you're absolutely right. It was a big surprise when, at the age of 40 in 1990, my husband was diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor. And you're absolutely right that it set me on a different path than I had ever expected to go on.
Now, your husband's name is Tim.
My husband's name was Tim Fisher, yes.
Tim Fisher. And you, I mean, you've been a successful woman. You're very successful. I'm not taking any of that away from you. But you had been involved in writing. You had been in PR. This is something that you had your own little niche. Little did you realize that all of that experience was going to dovetail into a mission that is literally involving millions of people. And you've got a blog. You've got all of it. Let's go into the story about your husband, Tim, because
this is important. I'm sorry, Donna. Go on.
No, go ahead. This is important. It's important to people, I think, for them to know your story.
Well, in 1990, as I said, you know, we had only been married for 5 years. When my husband was 40 years old, he was diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor. And I like to tell people, you know, they always say, oh, my goodness, you know, you're a doctor's daughter, you were very smart, you love internet research, I'm sure, they tell me, you just started researching right away. And the truth is I didn't. The truth is that I was so terrified, and so was Tim. You know, brain tumor, size of an orange, by the way.
Oh,
that
wow.
we went in lockstep with what the doctor said. He did chemo. He did surgery first, of course, then chemo and radiation. And then I began to see, not too long down the road, that he was suffering every side effect and every complication that one could suffer. You know, he'd have extra seizures. He had water on the brain, which happens when they've done, you know, surgeries to the brain. So he had to have extra surgeries for that to put in a shunt. He had a radiation-caused stroke. I mean, he was just getting sicker and sicker from the side effects of the treatments. And I want to stress that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started to just finally, aha, I said, I better do some research. And I found a nutritionist named Jean Wallace, whose specialty is cancer. And she started to change Tim's diet and give him supplements. And boy, Donna, he started to feel great. And I noticed then that the doctors were not at all interested in what we were doing. They mm-hmm. readily acknowledged that he was a miracle patient, because he was doing great and he was far outliving his prognosis even back then. But he even tried to tell them a few times, you know, they say, oh, you look great, guy. And he'd say, well, I'm on a lot of supplements and good food. And they'd say, no, don't tell us, you know, next question.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know what? They weren't stopping me from helping him. But then in around 2000, this is 10 years after the first diagnosis, the first tumor, his tumor recurred. And that's a story in itself, Donna, in that they usually recur many years earlier, you know, very soon mm-hmm. after the first tumor. His didn't. And at that point, I said, you know, he probably shouldn't have this surgery. But
mm-hmm.
because he had trouble healing the first time. You know, I don't have time. It's in my book. It's in Honest Medicine, the whole story. So he had the surgery, much against my gut feeling. And I know you're very much into gut feelings and, you know, the universe
oh, yes.
telling you something. But
mm-hmm.
he had the surgery, and Donna, I was right. His suture line would not heal. And they kept doing what they knew how to do, the doctors. They did one surgery, two surgeries. They did an extra 8 surgeries just on the suture line.
Oh.
I know. Yai is right. He started to get, this man had walked in to this surgery telling jokes, etc. By the time they were through with him, he was really brain injured. He was bedbound. He was incontinent, and he was almost paralyzed. And at that point, but he was still my husband. I still loved him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, a holistic doctor, I was on the phone with him on behalf of a client I was dealing with, and he said, how's your husband? I told him, I was in tears. He said, have you heard of Silver Lawn? And I said, silver what? And he told me about this treatment, which is pieces of material with silver ions in them. And he said, he said I use it routinely. It's FDA approved for all non-healing wounds. So you mentioned my PR, you know, that I've been a PR consultant for years. I used my PR skills to get to the man who invented Silver Lawn, the head of the company of Argentum. And by the end of the next day, the Silver Lawn was on Tim's head, and his skin started to heal overnight. This was after 8 surgeries that were very expensive, very debilitating, you know, just horrible. And his skin started to heal. And I thought the doctors would be very, very interested. You know, this is not an uncommon problem, skin not healing after a brain surgery, especially if the skin has been radiated before.
Absolutely.
And
it's devastating. People just suffer horribly. I've had more than one client that suffered from this.
Unbelievable. It's like it happens a lot. And but the doctors I found, and this is what made me decide to become a patient advocate. It's kind of a long story, which I think you're right. It's a necessary story to heal. The doctors, instead of being excited about this, which God knows they should have, they were upset. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, why would they be upset that he's doing better? And one doctor expressed it to me. He came over and he said, I don't think it was what you found that worked, with the accent on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, doctor, you know, what, do you think it was? I mean, and he said, I think it was the vancomycin, That's the IV antibiotic that he'd been on for 6 weeks. I said, but doctor, he's been on vancomycin for 6 weeks. The doctor furrowed his brow and he said, yeah, but vanco is like that. It kicks in.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was my aha moment that made me know I had to do something to educate patients, you know, about the profession, to educate them about taking control of their own lives. Because those words, that you know, vanco would kick in, meant that the doctors were not going to learn anything that would help other patients. So
see, I think excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I really think that what you have said is so poignant. And we all have been indoctrinated to such a degree to look upon doctors especially, and even sometimes nurses, anyone in the medical field, is being superior to us. And when you encounter this, you need to know how to stand up to this. Now, what did you do? I mean, what was the next step for you?
So my next step, you're going to laugh at what I'm about to say. My next step was to get the heck out of that hospital. He was in the hospital, and he was healing. So rather than start fights or anything, I said, let me get him home. But he had 3.5 years of not being in very good shape because, don't forget, he had had these 8 extra surgeries and, you know, complications. And during this time, while I was taking care of him for 3.5 years, his skin never opened up again, by the way, I said to myself, I have to do something. And first I started, you know, he died in 2005, and I started a blog, Honest Medicine. And I said, you know, a blog is one thing, but now I knew I had to write a book. And I said to myself, you know, Silverlon was one of those treatments, you know, that healed his skin, was inexpensive, had been around for a long time. Doctors didn't want to know about it. I had proof of that, you know. And I said, there must be other treatments out there that could really save lives, that have been saving lives for years, and that doctors won't learn about or haven't learned about, and patients are taking power. And I did. Donna, I found 3 other treatments to write about, and 2 of them, you know, all 3 of them, including Dr. Berkson, you know, you mentioned Dr. Bert Berkson,
yes,
including his treatment, which is intravenous alpha-lipoic acid for liver disease.
Yes.
But the other 2 treatments, low-dose naltrexone and the ketogenic diet, are so easy for people to get. You know, they're inexpensive, they're easy for people to get. And I love that people like to have me on the radio. I go on the radio whenever I can. It's just wonderful because I love to say it. What am I saying? I love to say that people hear me on the radio and write to me, and I'm able to help them to get these treatments. Isn't that wonderful?
It is. Julia, when I'm listening to you talk, it almost brings tears to my eyes, and I'll tell you why. I have a very dear friend that I have known, oh my goodness, for a good 30 years. And she is elderly, and she is on a very limited income. She got cancer in her lymph nodes, and her body was bombarded so heavily with chemo. And I never forget her saying to me, Donna, I know that there has to be another way of working with this, but I am so frightened, I'm so scared that I'm going to go along with the treatment they recommend. Now, this is someone I've known for years. We discuss all kinds of health things. And when I think of her and I think of what she's gone through this last year, and then, you know, your husband's story, and I think of how many other people I've heard stories about that the treatment does not cure. It may destroy what's perceived the enemy, the cancer, but it destroys everything else in the body system as well. I've watched this dear friend of mine become emaciated and not able to eat, not able to do a lot of things that she should be able to do. And she says, well, now I'm going to be getting stronger. And it's very, very sad to me when we're not willing to open up ourselves to the reality that we do have options. And so many times people are challenged. And the word you use that I think is so important, inexpensive. If you have loved ones that are on Medicare, Medicaid, limited incomes, and you go, oh, my word, this is it. Take a look at the cost of hospitalization. Take a look at the costs of the surgeries. Take a look at the costs of the treatments. They are through the ceiling. Through the ceiling.
And you mentioned that they're also not always effective.
Correct. And let's talk about the liver situation, because we have a member of our family that went, it's my husband's family, actually, that went, and she's in her 80s. Now, this is going to sound strange, but so many times people, when they're older, they get hit. Age doesn't really make any difference, but I know of these situations personally. And this is an elderly member of my husband's family. She was diagnosed with cancer, and it had mastastized. She'd had breast cancer at one point, and so it had mastastized in the body and was in the liver, and she had basically been given a death verdict. She said, she was told, just, you're not going to make it, this is the diagnosis, blah, 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 so on and so forth. And because two relatives in the family knew about Dr. Berkson, they said, what have you got to lose? Go to Dr. Berkson. And so he is a very thorough man, and he did due diligence, and after tests, he said, there are certain types of cancer that my treatment will not assist. He was very honest with her. But he said, after they did the test, he said, I can help you. And she went through his treatment. Her whole system is clean. She doesn't have a trace of cancer in her body. And she didn't have to have surgery. Of course, at her age, she's in her 80s, they weren't going to do it anyway. But she had just been released. They said, you don't have a chance. Now, this lady is enjoying her life. She is out. She's driving. And her commitment was to go through the treatment, and she had to go through it, I think, a few times a month. And by golly, she's doing beautifully. And another member of family went in because they wanted to improve their lymphatic system or whatever. And Dr. Berkson said, this is what you do. And he had protocols. And he's in your book. How did you become acquainted with Dr. Berkson?
Well, this is a wonderful thing. When Tim was sick, I began, as I told you, you know, to start researching all sorts of nutritional things. And one of my friends, a woman named Bianca Zola, said, you have to come to this meeting. This wonderful man is going to be speaking. And it was Bert Berkson. And Donna, when he told the story of how he saved, I don't know if you know the story. I wrote it up. It's in Honest Medicine. I believe he tells it in Honest Medicine,
yes,
too,
mm-hmm,
in my
mm-hmm
book, of how he was a resident in a, you know, this is when he was a young, young man, and there were two people, a husband and a wife, and they were brought into the hospital with terminal liver disease from mushrooms. They had eaten poisonous mushrooms. And he was told to, this is the story that rings in my ears, he was told to just watch these patients and take
mm-hmm
notes as they died.
Right.
And he said, wow, you know, I couldn't do that, he said to me, and he said in my book. He said, I had to find something that might work. So he called a friend of his at the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. Do you know anything, he said to Dr. Fred Barter, that might regenerate a liver? And Dr. Fred Barter said, yeah. As a matter of fact, we're doing trials now on something called intravenous alpha-lipoic acid. He said, would you be interested in having some? Dr. Berkson said, oh, yes, please. The next day, he picked it up at the airport, infused it into his patients, and guess what? They started
to
recover.
That's right.
But the doctors who were over him were not happy. Just like the doctors were not happy when Silverlon worked on Tim,
mm-hmm,
the doctors told him, don't you ever do that again. He said, well, are you interested in what that was that I did? No, no, no. Don't tell us about it. We don't want to know. And so Dr. Berkson got his aha moment, you know, that something's wrong here. The next weekend, another couple came in with mushroom poisoning. He said, I did it again. I gave them, you know, alpha-lipoic
mm-hmm
acid. And again, the doctors were angry at him. Luckily for Dr. Berkson, the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, was delighted with him. And so they teamed up with him, Dr. Fred Barter, and so Dr. Berkson did not get fired. But he did decide that he and institutional medicine were not a good fit.
Absolutely, and he left.
He did. He went out on his own. You mentioned Las Cruces, New Mexico, where he's a happy man. And people come to him from all over the world, where he uses, by the way, intravenous alpha-lipoic acid, and now he uses it in combination with another treatment I profile in the book, In Honest Medicine, with low-dose naltrexone. He finds that the two together are a winning combination. And I'm quite sure your friend had the low-dose naltrexone, too.
Well, I really find the naltrexone. This information has crossed my path more than once. I interviewed a Dr. Estapa on working with alcoholism, and this is something that is a very inexpensive way of working with addictions because of the physiological chemical imbalance that is a result of that. And I'm so thrilled that people like yourself, Julia, are being vocal about this, because I believe, because I've interviewed so many people on my show in the medical field that are open to learning and to doing things differently, I think it's so important for people to know about this information because there are options to work with. Now, let's talk for a moment about naltrexone, because I think, and for those of you listening, it's N-A-L-T-R-E-X-O-N-E, I believe is the correct spelling of it.
You spelled it correctly.
And so this is the immune system. Now, this is very important because this is a generic chemical formula that has been around for years. It is so inexpensive, but you need to educate yourself about it so that when you go, and you can go on online and you can check these things out. And then Julia's book, Honest Medicine, gives you so much information. But here is a supplement of type that can keep your immune system strong and healthy. Why is it that naltrexone works?
You know, they have not done complete studies on why, but I can tell you what, Dr. Bahari, what you just said is absolutely correct. In very low doses, this drug, which was FDA approved in 1984 for alcohol and drug abuse, like the way Dr. Escapa talks about it, it was approved at a high dose. A very creative doctor, just like Dr. Berkson, named Dr. Bernard Bahari, found that, well, he was working with the Abe Beam administration in New York, Mayor Abe Beam, and he was working with drug and alcohol addicts, especially. He was working with people with drug addiction, and a lot of them had AIDS, HIV/AIDS, you know, from the needle. And he found that this was a creative man, and I wish more doctors were creative today. He found that his patients, when he gave them very, very low doses of this drug, a tenth of the dose, at least, that was FDA approved, about 3-4 milligrams instead of 50, he found that it really that the HIV/AIDS stopped progressing. So he did some research, and he found out that in low doses, naltrexone will, what he calls, modulate the immune system. Where it needs to be raised up, it will raise it up. Where it needs to be put down, it will put it down. And it raises endorphin levels. And he started out, you know, a daughter of, his daughter had a friend who was diagnosed with MS named Chris Lombardi. And at that time, there were no MS drugs out there, no multiple sclerosis drugs. And Dr. Bahari, said, let's try this low-dose naltrexone on your friend Chris. And he did. And guess what? The MS, the multiple sclerosis, stopped in its tracks. It stopped progressing. And this was before the Internet, you know, the age of the Internet. And people started hearing about this, and they started coming to New York to learn about, to be, you know, prescribed low-dose naltrexone. and they came with all sorts of autoimmune conditions. Dr. Bahari was finding that this low-dose naltrexone, as he came to call it, worked to stop the progression of most autoimmune diseases in many, many people. Do you notice how I don't say everybody?
Because well, you can't say everybody.
You can't
paint everybody with the same brush.
No. And he found that people with MS, of course, those were the original ones, you know, that he used it on. And by the way, the multiple sclerosis patients have literally started a whole patient advocacy network to help each other find doctors who will prescribe LDN. But it also works on lupus. It also works on fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic fatigue, Crohn's disease. Oh, my goodness, Penn State. There were some studies that showed that it did wonderfully with all sorts of irritable bowel and Crohn's, you know, and ulcerative colitis.
Mm-hmm.
And this, to me, you know, I'm in the process of doing interviews for a second Honest Medicine book just on low-dose naltrexone. Because at a time when we really, you know, we're our health system is just running out of steam because it's so expensive, the treatments that, and most of, a lot of them don't work, that I really feel that low-dose naltrexone, if more doctors knew about it, and if they would learn about it, you know, the stories of people who find out about it and go to their doctors and say, I would love to try this, and the doctors say, no. You need to try, and they'll mention a drug that's $40,000-$50,000 a year.
Oh, I know. I've got a girlfriend that her husband is a veteran. If it wasn't for the VA, she said we'd be out on the street because of being in the VA. She's able to get medications for her husband. One of them's 1,200. Just one of them. He's like on 9 medications that she's got to keep track of, or even more. And one of them, all by itself, is $1,200 a month.
Unbelievable. And
ridiculous.
You know what? It's criminal, in a way, because there are often, especially people whose medication is paid for, they can often be on too many medications.
Absolutely.
But even if they're not on too many, I'd love to say, you know, I'm sure that there are less expensive things that could be found, but the doctors aren't open in many cases.
Mm-hmm. And that's where people have to realize that at some point they have to make a decision about what they're going to do for themselves, for the loved ones, and not be afraid to explore. I want to ask you a question, Julia. We're going to need to take a break pretty soon. Would you stay with me? Because I know we can't discuss everything in your book, but I really want to get into a little bit on this ketogenic diet that you have
I'd
in here.
I'd love to.
This
I'd
food
love
program.
To. That,
all
that
right,
one may
wonderful.
Cause, that
we're
one
going
may
to be,
cause me to cry.
Okay. This is something for those of you listening, that it's not a diet for losing weight. Not at all. This is a nutritional format that has actually helped children if they've had seizures, to reverse seizures. There is so much about this that has been documented by different researchers. The first time I ever heard about it was through Julia's book, Honest Medicine. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, you may want to be sure that you check this out because it might benefit you. It might benefit somebody you love. Maybe a perfect stranger that you find out. Information is only power. Knowledge is only power when you use it, when you understand it. You could be a genius and be able to talk like an encyclopedia, but if you don't understand how to utilize the information, and that's what Julia's book, Honest Medicine, does. So we're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Don't go away. More good things to share. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800 859-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedros accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny. They will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. We are spending a little bit of extra time with Julia Shofack, her book, Honest Medicine, Effective Time-Tested Inexpensive Treatments for Life-Threatening Diseases. Does that interest you? Well, we are going to continue to talk about one of the other items that is mentioned in her book. It's the ketonic diet. Now, this is something that Dr. Berkson has used. This is something that has helped children tremendously. And we're going to find out from Julia Shofack exactly what it is. Julia, tell us about this diet. How did you become aware of it? Did you use it with your husband? Why is this so significant? Why do people need to know about it?
Well, you know, it's just coming to light now that cancer cells love sugar. So when Tim was sick, when my husband was sick, you know, as a brain tumor survivor, I kept his sugar really low, and at that point I did a lot of research, and I found Jim Abrams and the ketogenic diet. And I'd love to tell your listeners the story of Jim Abrams with the ketogenic diet. Do we have enough time?
Yes, we do. We'll be going up to the quarter of the hour.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Okay. This man, Jim Abrams, is one of the few heroes of the book of Honest Medicine who is not a doctor. He's a layperson. As a matter of fact, he was a Hollywood writer, director, producer. I don't know if your listeners remember the movies, the airplane movies, the silly movies with Leslie Nielsen, the airplane movies. And Jim is the guy who wrote, directed, produced the airplane movies. And in the mid-1990s, something happened in Jim's family that changed his life. He was in the Hollywood thing. His son Charlie began to have what we call intractable seizures, seizures that just won't quit. Jim says that some days Charlie, he was a baby, he was 1 year old, some days Charlie would have 100 seizures and more. And Jim, being the prestigious man he was, you know, he had lots of money, he was able to take Charlie to the best of the best of the best hospitals. I'm doing quote signs while I'm saying that. You know, UCLA, all of these hospitals. And the poor baby was put on one drug, and the one drug wouldn't work. And then he was put on another drug, and he was put on three drugs and four drugs. And little Charlie, at this point, he could not even walk. I mean, he was literally bumping into walls. There is a link to a video in Honest Medicine, in my book, that shows little Charlie literally bumping into walls. He had a harness on his back because he was so dopey from all the medications. And Jim, at one point, he went to the library. This, again, was before the Internet was big, you know, for researching. And he was actually not researching for a treatment for Charlie. He was convinced by the doctors that nothing else could be done. This was going to be their life. And he was going to research to find out, how is my family going to deal with this, with a child who just wasn't going to get better? And what he found was a surprise. He found that there had been a diet called the ketogenic diet, a high-fat, low-carb, low-protein diet, that had been literally curing children of epilepsy, of seizures, since the 1920s at hospitals such as Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins. And there were studies every decade. There were more studies. By the way, I have those studies that Jim sent me. And if people write to me at julia@honestmedicine.com, I'm happy to send you links to these studies. But it proved that this diet worked in 67. This was the figure, 67% of cases. Jim had them print these studies out. He took them to the doctors. He said, please, let's put my baby on this diet. Let's try it. The doctor said, no, it won't work. And Jim, he's embarrassed to tell me, and he says it in the book, I listened to them. He says, I shouldn't have, but I did. And I let the doctors perform, are you ready for this, Donna? A surgery on little Charlie's brain, didn't work. And
right.
Jim said, enough. And he took Charlie to Johns Hopkins. They put him on the diet, and 48 hours later, the seizures stopped.
Mm.
And that's when I start crying. You know?
Yes. Now, what is the ketogenic diet? Because it is a low-carbohydrate diet and high fat. But it has to be done very specifically. Tell us what it is and what makes it so different. And it can be used for adults as well as children. We're not talking about a weight loss thing here. We are talking about understanding that there is a chemical reaction. Our bodies are chemistry factories. So in this child, in his child situation, he was chemically deficient nutritionally, and this diet help to bring a harmony into the body almost immediately.
The interesting thing about it is that it must be calibrated to each individual child. So I can't tell you that if you have a child with seizures, you put them on exactly, you know, X grams of protein and X grams. It has to be calibrated to each individual child, which is why it must be started in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Jim, there are now over 100 hospitals worldwide that are administering the diet, that know how to do it. And this is incredible. He himself started something called the Charlie Foundation, named for his son Charlie, who, by the way, is now in his 20s and doing fine. And he started this foundation, and the object is he hired a dietitian who goes around the world, around the country and around the world, educating hospital staff, hospital dietitians on how to do this diet. I would not presume to be a medical person and say, because I wouldn't want to, you know, to tell parents, well, here's what you do. What you do is you get yourself to, and I'm happy to share that information to anyone who writes to me, you know, but go to charliefoundation.org, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, foundation.org, click on hospitals, and it will show you the hospitals in this country that administer it. And by the way, the dietitian then works. I want to stress that it only has to be started in the hospital. These children not only don't stay in the hospital, the dietitians work with the parents so that the parents can do the diet at home after they've been hospitalized. But the wonderful thing is, and the thing that could actually, in addition to helping lots of children save our medical system tons of money, is that after 2 years, they don't know why, Donna, but after about 2 years, the child can go back to normal eating. This is amazing. So you've got 2 years of being on a diet, sometimes more than 2 years, you know, but an average of 2 years, and then they can eat normally. And they have to, it's very complicated. By the way, one of the best descriptions of how the diet works is written, I love this woman, Millicent Kelly, who administered the diet at Johns Hopkins from 1948 to 1998, graced me with being part of my book of Honest Medicine. And she's written a chapter and an appendix where she and a whole section in the appendix of the book where she describes the diet and how it must be calibrated. And, you know, she's just a wonderful woman in her 80s now and a good friend of mine. I've become friends with all of these people. And the diet is just amazing, and Jim is amazing. And one thing I didn't tell you is that because of his Hollywood connections, he did, and I hope that your listeners will go on Amazon.com and order the movie. It's called First Do No Harm with Meryl Streep. She plays the mom of a child who really, really tried to get the diet and was almost stopped from getting it, but won. I mean, she had to escape the hospital with her son to take him to Johns Hopkins, and I met the son recently. His name is Tim Intermitty, the child who the movie tells about, who's now in his 30s. And, you know, so Meryl Streep did a lot to spread the word about the ketogenic diet. And as a matter of fact, was given an award by the Charlie Foundation recently for all she's done to spread the word about the ketogenic diet. It's a wonderful story. It's a story similar to Lorenzo's Oil. You know,
I was just going to say it sounded very similar.
The only difference is that in this case, you know, Lorenzo's Oil is not used as, you know, first of all, the condition that Lorenzo had, the child Lorenzo, is much rarer, I believe, than childhood epilepsy. And frankly, it's Jim Abrams who was able to, I just love it. He's able to just get the word out there. And thanks to him, you know, I was at this conference where they gave Meryl Streep the award that I told you about. And the numbers of parents who would come, who stood up and said, my child was saved from a life of drugs and seizures because of this man. So he's one of my heroes. And his story is in my book, too. It's very compelling. It's
well,
wonderful.
Your book is loaded, and I know we're just about out of time. It's loaded with so many points of reference. You have Dr. Berkson's nutritional program that he recommends for just about everyone. And I think that there is so much good information in your book, and it's comprehensively presented. It's easy to read. And I think whenever we can empower ourselves, and I'm so grateful for you, Julia, and the many other wonderful people who have walked their unique path just like you have, and have said, we've got to be heard. We need to put our voices out there so that people don't feel like victims, that they don't feel that they have to compromise their own inner awareness that there is an option to work with. And I think that this is important. I think it's important if we have any medical people listening, if you're a nurse, you're involved in medicine, nutritional therapy, anything like this. It is an ongoing job of learning. Nobody is ever going to have all of the answers, and we're all so unique, chemistry-wise, physiologically. We need to honor and respect this physical chassis we have. So when life slam dunks you, it's good to know about the references like you give Julia. It's good to know about the stories and options that are available. And even if you've never done a lot of research, Julia is a good example of how you can learn how to do it. And she's accessible. You can contact her. She says send her an email, julia@honestmedicine.com, or go to her website, honestmedicine.com. Check out what she has there. Empowerment comes when we recognize that we have the power to create the change. We have the capacity of assisting those that we love. Ourselves, we need to take care of ourselves. And it's an ongoing process. We're breaking out of the dark ages. That's what I call it. We're breaking out of the dark ages where knowledge can be power if we understand how to use it. And if we understand that we're not going for woo-woo stuff, we're really working with a knowledge that is going to enable us to have better lives. Julia Shopek, it's been an absolute delight. Thank you for your extra time. I wish you nothing but the best. And boy, when you come out with your second book, I want to hear from you so that we can chat again.
That sounds wonderful, Donna. I have thoroughly enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. This is Donna Sebo. Check out Julia Shopek. Her last name is spelled S-C-H-O-P-I-C-K. Her website, honestmedicine.com. She does have a blog. You can also email her, julia@honestmedicine.com. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. Don't go away. More good things to share. We'll be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you. We offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. I'm so delighted that you have been able to join me today. It's always very meaningful to me when I'm able to bring you in touch with people who have something very special to offer, which I think all of my guests do. And even though the show, we have a very eclectic format where we talk about all kinds of subjects, I think that we need to know we have a right to good health. We need to know that there is that wonderful opportunity for us to be able to have a life of quality. We don't have to have situations hit us, and when they do, we need to know we can do something about it. Phone lines are now open, 888-627-6008, if you'd like to give me a call. Quickly, I want to mention, on Monday, I am going to be en route to Los Angeles, so we are going to be having a Best of Donna play that day, and we will be repeating one of the shows that we had just recently. But Tuesday through Friday of next week, well, we're going to have a lineup that I know you'll enjoy. Jonas Webb is going to be my guest on Tuesday. Yes, I'll be broadcasting from Santa Barbara, California, running on empty. Yes, we're going to be talking about how you can take charge of your life when you don't think you have anything else to do or you don't have the energy to do it. And then The Media Training Bible by Brad Phillips. We're going to be discussing media, what goes on in it, all kinds of aspects. Brad Phillips was my guest. My Science, My Religion, Michael Cremo. Michael Cremo is a very special man because he has done archaeological research. And this is a publication where he decided to combine papers that he had done and various points of information in his many years of being a scientist, a researcher, an archaeologist. And I know that you'll find Michael fascinating. His books have just been amazing, and I treasure them in my library. Then we'll be traveling to England a week from tomorrow, Wilma Davidson. We're going to be talking about dowsing. If this is something that has fascinated you, it has me through the years. If you're someone that has wondered about using a pendulum, maybe to find water, well, dowsing has a history. Wilma writes about its history, writes about how it is being utilized even today in many areas of the world by the military and other organizations. It's a fascinating topic. All of this information is going to be up on the BBS website by tomorrow, so you'll have all of this information about these wonderful guests. Tomorrow, my guest is going to be Christina Steinroth. We're going to be talking about cue cards for life. This is a delightful lady, and she has a very optimistic attitude about life and how to work with it and how to make it something that, for you, is going to be very positive. Now, for those of you in Southern California, I'm going to be in the Santa Barbara area. I'm going to be there Monday through Thursday. Then I will be going into the Los Angeles, Glendale, Burbank area, and I'm going to be available for private appointments. If you'd like to meet with me by phone or in person, call my office 253-582-5604. I will be available. And again, all of that information is going to be coming out of my newsletter, which will be going out this weekend. Also, it will be up, the guest list will be up on BBS by tomorrow. So I wanted to let you know. We had a major power outage here in the Pacific Northwest. There was a power pole that exploded and caught on fire. So we were without power last night, so I wasn't able to do very much. But bless the hearts of those that were out there working, those unknown individuals that work for the power companies that literally put their lives on the line in many of these emergency situations, because dealing with high-intensity power lines is not a lot of fun, and it is extremely dangerous work. But those dedicated people got everything up and running for us. A substantial amount of our area, Pierce County, an entire military base, and other communities around it were without power for a number of hours. But we got it up and running, or they got it up and running, I should say. And I want to say thank you to all of those people, because I wouldn't have even been able to do the show today because of that. Anyway, Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. I had to chuckle over an article that I came across, and in my remaining time, I want to share a little bit of the trivia with you. Do you have a dog? Well, what your choice of breed is, apparently it makes a difference. We've all seen the photos of people walking dogs, and they'll say the dogs look like them. And I just have to chuckle at that. But I've got a series of photos in front of me with people's dogs. I mean, a guy that has this great big bulldog in his face. You put them side by side, they could be laid over each other. He looks just like his bulldog. It's really funny. Another gal who has a collie, and her hair is the same color tone as the dog's. I mean, it's really funny when you see these photographs. And there's even a picture of a little boy that his dog, the little boy's hair, the way it looks, the dog's hair looks the same. It's hysterical. It really is funny. Now, it's said that it's not a coincidence that people look just like their dogs. Now, who decided to do some research on this? Well, it was in Bath, England. They conducted an online survey of 1,000 dog owners and found that certain human personality traits link them to particular breeds. And they said if you own a German Shepherd, you're most likely outgoing. If you've got a Golden Retriever, you're a conscientious person. A Chihuahua, those little pistols of energy, well, say if you like Chihuahuas, you're agreeable. And personality types are subconsciously drawn to certain breeds. Now, this is because of a study that Lance Workman in a British Psychological Society wrote about in a news release. He said, we can predict someone's personality based on his or her dog of choice. Lifestyle plays a part, too. More active individuals are better suited to athletic, pastoral breeds such as border collies, while those who are considered emotionally stable might be better off with beagles, greyhounds, or some other kind. And I just had to chuckle because I thought, they didn't say a thing about terriers, those independent, ferociously intelligent little dogs that have minds like cats. We talk about Scottish Terriers because we have Scottish Terriers, so I'd love to know what they said about that, but I didn't come across that detail. But what is it? Well, they're very independent people, the little fur people, we like to call them, and they've got minds of their own. And by golly, I definitely fit in that category. So, anyhow, just a little bit of fun trivia that I hope you enjoyed. Donna Sebo here. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. I say that at the end of every show, and I don't say it lightly, because it's important for you to realize that you have a mind. You have the capacity of choice. And regardless of what life experiences may hand you, Julia Chopek shows that sometimes the road you've walked prepares you for those challenges so that then you can find a whole new mission in your life. And this is something that you need to know about yourself because you're very special. And I'm so delighted that you were able to share this time with me today. We'll be back again tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. I look forward to being with you and, well, sharing time with a very special guest, as all of them really are. Donna Sebo here. God bless. Have a fabulous day wherever you are on this wonderful planet of ours. We'll be talking again tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.